Today is April 22nd. Happy Earth Day. It's Daily Cards Live, not Weekend Joe, here. And we are sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri and Munganass St. Louis Acura. I'm Joe Roderick, joined alongside by Bob Ramsey. Rammer Cardinals coming off a terrible weekend in St. Louis, getting swept by the Milwaukee Brewers, not scoring a single run on Sunday. Getting kind of blown out, allowing 12 runs on Saturday. All in all, just a very ugly weekend of baseball and not what the Cardinals needed when they came back to St. Louis.
Everything you said is 100% accurate. There's not much more to add, except that trying to figure things out without being in the clubhouse and just trying to, and not for blame. I'm not one of those guys that, well, who's to blame? I don't care about that. I care about who's there to fix it and what the culture is. Now, the thing I found most interesting over the last few days was, and I don't know how old the quote was, but of Mike Schilt talking about being fired by the Cardinals and mentioning that the so-called Cardinal way that was developed by George Kissel over decades, that in Schilt's opinion, that culture, that the organization has turned its back on that culture and have completely changed. Now, I don't know because I'm not in the clubhouse. I'm not in the minor leagues. I've never read the book that Kissel put together. So all I can do is listen to people involved, to what they say. By the way the team has performed since Schilt left, you'd have to go, okay, that seems to carry some weight. On the other hand, is he a disgruntled former employee? You can't discount that either, right? So it's still a struggle to figure out exactly what the answer is to repair damage.
The one bright spot from this weekend, Rammer, we talked about it. We touched on it on Friday's show when I was telling you about the local boy that was on the Brewers, Brian Hudson, the Alton High School grad. A pretty cool story on Sunday, made his eighth appearance of the season with the Brewers and picked up his first major league win coming in relief for Milwaukee in that game. It also just so happened, Rammer, as you know, high schools from all around the area will sell tickets to certain games and then get to play a game later in the year at Busch Stadium. Sunday just so happened to be the game that Alton High School sold tickets for to go. And that happened in the offseason before Brian Hudson was even a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. That was the game they were assigned to sell tickets for. So they sold tickets, a huge contingency of Alton High School people and just Alton residents were there at the game for that, to see Brian Hudson pick up his first major league win. So a really cool moment that just very randomly happened too in that situation. And Alton wasn't even playing there. They don't play at Busch Stadium till this upcoming weekend. So it wasn't even it wasn't like they got to play afterwards, but a very cool moment for the big Brewers left-hander.
Absolutely. And it's neat. Sometimes the things that are just happen sort of out of thin air, if you know what I mean. It's just, those are the ones that are even better than planned celebrations.
Yeah. A few notes, Rammer, for the game tonight before we get to your lineups for the Diamondbacks and Cardinals this evening. Your Bernie Miklas, your coworker, had this note last night or yesterday afternoon on Twitter. 2023 Cardinals, they were 9-13 after 22 games. They had a run differential of -2 with an offense averaging 4.72 runs per game. This year, Rammer, they are 9-13 after 22 games. A run differential of -19 on the season, averaging 3.45 runs. It has not been pretty for the Cardinals so far. A lot of the blame is being placed on Paul Goldschmidt for the offense. He's not alone and not producing so far this year. But I thought this note was interesting. In 2022 through April 21st, Paul Goldschmidt was hitting 146 with a 271 on base percentage and an OPS of 466. This year, he is hitting 180 with an OPS of 507. So his numbers right now through April 21st are actually better than they were in the 2022 season where he won the MVP. Now, those are less games, I believe, because that was the lockout season. So the season started a week later than it did this year. But that still, it's, you know, it just shows how historic of a slow starter Paul Goldschmidt is. But still, we need something.
Well, and that's why who's ever making out the lineup? Is it Ali with influence from metrics people? Do they hand in the line? I don't know. I don't care. But I thought the adjustment to who's hot and who's not with matchups has been very slow. Now, one of the things you don't want to do is do willy-nilly crazy lineups all over the place, especially when you have some veterans with track records. But Goldie's track record is a slow start. So why put him in what you think is the key spot in the lineup when historically he's a slow starter there? Yeah. As we like to say down at the Lake of the Ozarks, it don't make no sense. And so to move guys around, it's almost like we're treating it like it's a punishment. We can't hurt somebody's feelings. Hey, the job is to win games. How do you best help yourself win games? Put your players in a position to be successful. If it means shifting around occasionally, I'm very confident that Paul Goldschmidt will have a representative season before it's all over. Wait till he gets hot.
The Cardinals today will face Brandon Pfaadt for the second time this season. Lance Lynn goes for the Cardinals, a 1-0 record with a 2.18 ERA on the season. Lance Lynn has been very, very good in the early going for the Redbirds. And the lineups for tonight's game are out, and they look like this. Brendan Donovan will lead off, and he's going to play second base tonight. Wilson Contreras DHs. Lars Nootbaar in right. Nolan Arenado is at third. Paul Goldschmidt at first. Alec Burleson is in left. Ivan Herrera is behind the plate. Mason Wynn at short. And Michael Ciani is in center field once again. If you missed the notes from over the weekend, Victor Scott got sent down to Memphis, and they brought up Pedro Pagas, the third string catcher. So Cardinals now carrying third string three catchers. So expect to see a lot more of Ivan Herrera in the mix. For the Arizona Diamondbacks, they will have Ketel Marte leading off playing second. Corbin Carroll is in center. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is in left. Christian Walker at first. Jock Peterson DHing. Eugenio Suarez at third. Gabriel Moreno is behind the plate. Jake McCarthy in right. Kevin Newman is at short for the Arizona Diamondbacks coming into the game 11-12 on the season. This is no Jordan Walker for 2 days in a row. I saw Jeff Jones of the Belleville News Democrat tweet out earlier that during the pregame scrum with Ali Marmol, that I guess Jeff pointed out to Ali that Jordan Walker, you know, last year he was benched 2 games in a row. We were told he was working on things with the hitting coaches and then sent down to Memphis. And when asked if this was going to be a similar situation, Ollie's response was, Alec Burleson starting today.
Yeah, that's not a good look for Ollie. He needs to do a better job. Ollie's a great guy and a good baseball man, a great communicator with his team. He has got to figure a way to not look defensive with the media. Look at the two of us, folks. If we're in your face every day asking you tough questions, asking you about players and what you're, we're going to get pretty annoying. Well, there's way more annoying guys in the local media than Joe and I. We're bad, but there's a bunch of guys that are worse. So you've got to learn to deal with us. And the St. Louis media is easy. We're easy and we're soft. You got to do a better job than that. So now let's get to you touched on three topics in a row. Let's start first with Victor Scott. It was the right move. I'm a little surprised they did it, but Victor's got to change his swing, and he's got to figure it out. Sending him down was the right move. He earned the job out of spring training. Injuries helped him take the job. He failed at the job. No one hates him. No one's mad at him. He's got tons of talent. Go to Memphis, find your swing again, and we'll see you soon. The next thing, the lineup. I don't like the lineup at all. I think it's a real mistake. Donovan has not been hitting and getting on base, but I still love Brendan Donovan and what he can do with the bat. I think you can jumpstart him by putting Mason Wynn leading off. You don't want to chase stats, and he's been hot almost from day one, and you're worried how long can he stay hot, and if we move him up now, will he have a natural cooling off period? And so he should have been leading off at least a week ago. At least a week ago. It should be Wynn, Donovan, Contreras, Arenado, Nootbaar, Goldschmidt. That's how it should look. Get the hot guys at the top and then figure a way to get the cold guys hot again, taking the pressure off of them. I don't like the lineup at all.
Who was the I'm trying to think back. I believe he's still in the league. He might have just been with the it might have been with the Astros most recently. The rookie shortstop that came up with the Cardinals and was lighting the world on fire when he was batting ninth all season before they finally moved him up late in the year. And then they traded him off to Toronto. I know I'm drawing a blank on the name here.
Oh,
and I know
are we thinking about our guy who's the backup infielder with Philly now?
No. Not Sosa. No.
Not Sosa.
Yeah, this was before him. I'm trying to think of the name here.
You're not a very good lawyer, Joe. You're supposed to know the answer.
I know, but I'm just thinking back because of what you were saying about it with this. It reminds me a little bit of that situation because I remember and God. Bless it. If anybody out there is watching that remembers the name, comment and we'll see it because I'm trying to think of who it was that was.
Are you talking a few years ago, like Aledmys Diaz?
Yes, Aledmys Diaz. Thank you. Yes, that was,
But a little bit, but a different situation. He was rookie of the year.
But what I'm saying is it took forever for him to move up in the lineup as the year went on.
Yeah, you're right. Now, if I recall, the lineup was a little better than it is now. How could it be worse? But, yeah, it took forever for him to move around and take advantage. Again, don't chase the stats because you're always going to be frustrated. But you can tell. For instance, Victor Scott looked overwhelmed. All he could do was hit high pop flies. And that occasionally put a charge into one, but still with track power. Little overwhelmed, not getting on base. It was time. Mason Wynn, I don't think he's going to hit 350. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he will. He looks great. He's got to be up in those top few spots. Donovan has cooled off. But how can you get Brendan going again? Taking pitches, letting Mason Wynn steal, putting the ball in play, hitting behind the runner. Those are ways that guys get it going again.
Yeah. I'm trying to find on here, and I was looking on Baseball Reference. His rookie season was back in 2016. And in that year, he ended up at the end of the year with a 300 batting average and an OPS of 879 on the year. And I'm trying to look here just to see, and it doesn't really show it anywhere. On the main page, I'd have to go dig into the advanced stats with it. But yeah, he was batting eighth, I guess, almost the whole year with the pitcher batting ninth behind him until finally he got bumped up. And that 2016 season, if I'm trying to think back, they did make the playoffs that year. I believe.
I don't know what I had for breakfast.
Yeah, so I'm just saying it took a while. For that, I need a heads up to know what I'm going to talk about. You think that? Hey, I had the Bernie tweet and the Paul Goldschmidt stat ready to go today. I was prepared with those. I was not prepared for myself to bring up Aledmys Diaz on the show today. All right, I can only handle so much.
I pulled that one out of my.
So anyway, Cardinals tonight, it's Cardinals and it's the Diamondbacks, 6:45 start time this evening. Already a game is in the books in Major League Baseball. Athletics and Yankees earlier today, Rammer. I need to see if I can find the time on this game, because Rammer, it was a 2-0 A's shutout, and there were 7 total hits on the game. But the story of the game, what you're going to see throughout all of social media, and I would imagine anywhere else you look for games, is the fact that Aaron Boone got ejected 5 pitches into the game by Hunter Wendelstadt, the home plate umpire, because of the man in blue sitting behind the Yankees dugout. A fan got Aaron Boone ejected today.
I'm not emotionally tied to Aaron Boone either way. I don't care. But I think he got hosed pretty bad. If you watch the video, he had already been warned. I guess he popped off right out of the gate. And 5 pitches later, somebody somewhere said something that the ump didn't like, and they tossed Boone. I don't really care one way or the other, but he was not treated fairly in that moment. Then the umpire came out and gave some convoluted – it's not Little League. Hey, in Little League, Joe, when you're at a game, if your fans get unruly, it's up to you, Joe, the manager, to tell them to be quiet or you're going to get ejected. That's Little League, and it's a good rule, by the way. This is the big leagues. These people paid to get in, and you have no control over 40,000 people. It doesn't translate. That was a Little League Bush call by the umpire.
Who didn't take any ownership of it. We'll see. He claims he hadn't seen the video yet. We'll see if anything comes out tomorrow.
We can't do anything
later.
About it now.
No,
hey,
you can't.
And I wrong. Hey, stuff your stories in a sack, mister.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen an umpire go back on an ejection, no. Though. I don't think I've ever. Oh, you're right. Yeah, you could come back and stay in the game. So no, I don't know. I don't know if it would have done any good.
I just wanted to pretend to be fired up.
Well, you have 1 hour to get yourself fired up for Cardinals and Diamondbacks that starts 6:45. And you can listen to Klabes and Rooney and Horton on the radio call, also the TV side on Bally Sports Midwest.
By the way, before we go, a quick plug to the Greater St. Louis Area Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame. Every year I'm honored to MC the Hall of Fame induction. One of the guest speakers was John Rooney, the voice of the Cardinals. He is terrific. Great stories. Very enjoyable to listen to. And he and I sat next to each other for the whole event. John Rooney is a treasure. We're very lucky to have him.
I tell him this often. I think he had a huge part in me becoming a fan of baseball and the career I picked today, growing up listening to him call White Sox games with Ed Farmer as a kid on WMAQ up in the in Chicago. So I 100% agree to any John Rooney praise that you will give.
Yep.
Hey, we are brought to you each and every day by Mungenass St. Louis Acura and also Rammer Royal Banks.
Royal Banks of Missouri. You know, the mortgage rates kind of bumped up a little bit over the last couple of days. Are they going to go up? Are they going to go down? It's kind of a weird time to navigate. Go talk to my friends at Royal Banks in Missouri, and they'll help you figure out what is the best product to help you. Mortgage, refi, home equity credit line. Call 314-212-1500 to get a hold of our mortgage lenders. It's Royal Banks, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
He's Bob Ramsey. I'm Joe Roderick. Back with more tomorrow right here on Daily Cards Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Mungenass with Mungenass St. Louis Acura, here to talk to you today about some benefits of Acura's Certified Pre-Owned Program. After passing a 182-point multi-point inspection, Acura backs all of our certified pre-owned cars with a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mungenass St. Louis Acura has new inventory arriving daily. Come on into Mungenass St. Louis Acura today, meet our award-winning team, and find that perfect certified pre-owned Acura for you.